Debbie Moore.
David, I hope you're enjoying that cup of coffee. KN4TFW.
On my second cup. Coffee tasting good this morning. How you doing out there?
Pretty well for a hump day. And then two more days, and then we're on vacation for a few days.
Going camping?
Want to take one of the grandsons down to Hunting Island, down there by Beaufort, for about 4 days.
Good. Y'all using a tent, or you got a camper?
5 foot pull behind.
That sounds good. You can take everything you need with you, and probably even have a radio in there.
You ain't there yet. I have, I'll probably carry one with me in the truck, just a 2 meter mobile and that, but other than that, I need a HF antenna to carry my HF radio with me, but it's been the first real time grandson's been to the beach, and I want to spend some time with him. He's 12.
Yeah, y'all have a blast. I remember years and years ago, we took our nephew with us to North Myrtle Beach for about a week, and we had a good trip. We didn't camp. We bought in the one of the old timeshare deals, but we had a good time. We found a lot of things for him to do.
There ain't too much down at Hunting Island. It's like 15 miles to get back to even just a store or a restaurant. But we used to have a good time, you know. Like I said, he's only been to the beach once for an hour.
Yeah, he'll like it. Yeah, we went camping. I think I might have told you last time I talked with you. We went camping down there in Edisto. It wasn't a whole lot around it either, but kids still had a blast. We had some of them kites. Take off pretty good with that sea breeze. They still
having a good time. Like Edisto, but man, it's hard to get into that state park down there, especially if you will. Now, you can get into it, their campground that's about a half mile inland, but you better have some serious bug spray. But if you want to get on the campground park and set the beach, man, it's hard to get in there.
We had to wait in the overflow to get a spot. It was just one night in the overflow, but we had a good time.
We're down there this week, or next week rather, and then 4th of July week, we're taking another one down to St. Augustine. And then end of July, we're taking the other one back down to Hunting Island.
I haven't been to St. Augustine since I was a little kid. I think there's something called the Old Fort down there. And I think it's maybe St. Augustine was part of the first settlement, many years ago. And they were coming over from Europe. So I think about one of the oldest cities.
Go down there and stay at one of the KOAs down there at in one of their cabins. I ain't gonna drag the camper that far, but they got a fishing lake and it's not far off of the beach, so we should have a good time down there. There'd be a lot of things to do.
Well, make for a nice trip. Well, you be careful out there. Have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you on here a little later on today. Some of the other guys might be coming on in a little bit. I'm going get back to this cup of coffee and turn on the news, see what the weather's going to be like for the next few days. So have a good day, KF4NXY. I'll be clear on your final.
David, good to talk to you this morning. You have an awesome day, and I'll catch you later down the log. KN4 TFW.
David, morning again. KO4 8 again.
Morning, stranger. I hadn't heard you. Well, I heard you yesterday, but you were in conversation.
Sorry about that. Been struggling to get back on the schedule.
For retirement.
Yes, I just hadn't been able to, I don't know, where I'm not doing much during the day, I don't feel like going to sleep, and then I end up staying up late, and it's messed me up.
Discipline, my friend.
Go to bed at 8 o'clock, no matter what.
Training.
That's what I've been trying to do, is get that training down.
Yeah, how's Miss Elise doing?
She's, trying to get through these last few days of school this year.
Matt, you still driving a dump truck?
It's the first day I've done it, and, since the last time I talked to you, a piece of machinery's been down, so we've been dead in the water.
Hate to hear that.
I have us another one down there today, so we'll see how that goes.
I broke down and got the spark plug changed in Miami.
Did you pay somebody else?
I paid them.
Is that the 16 plug version or the 8 plug?
16 plug version. Cost me like $740, I think it was, to get it done. And that, but so it turns out I got a couple of broken exhaust bolts that I got to get work done eventually. And that, but apparently a Hemi was mad about that.
They weren't the only ones, though. Ford and GM both had exhaust manifold bolts problems.
Hopefully, maybe I can get them out myself. I hadn't even looked at them yet.
Right.
Maybe just the heads broke off.
End up drilling them or welding another nut to them and getting them out. Jobs is, if you don't have the right equipment, you get in there and you can't get it done, then nobody wants to do it because you took it apart.
Yeah, they want like, let's see, how much did he say? It's almost like $1,500 to do both sides with the upgrade.
Different studs in it, so they don't, hopefully don't do it again.
Studs and nuts or bolts?
I think it's a combination of both. Some of them are studs, some of them are nuts. I'm not 100% sure on that, your particular model.
Yeah.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Happy home day.
Halfway through the week already. I got 8 days left.
Yeah, happy hump day. 2 more days until vacation. And then finally, Patrick is a 5-day a week guy like we are.
He's still have my surgery, so I'm counting them down.
Relax, right?
I got a lot of recovery exercises I got to do.
Yep. Got to go to the gym for about 30 minutes every day here at work, try to see what I can do to prevent some of that stuff when I get old.
When you get old?
I'm hoping I got about another 50, maybe.
60?
5.
Good.
It's good, but it's highly unlikely, right?
What have you been up to the last week?
Probably not a whole lot of nothing. I mean, I've been busy, but
It ain't been anything hugely productive. I mean, work's been most of it. We start to pull down some Saturdays soon. We got one planned a month, and I think it's going to be some more.
We're here just working corporate guy in today and tomorrow, but over the weekend, I straightened up the camper and checked some stuff out and everything. You think it's worth it to get the tires balanced?
Camper?
That's when the tires are mounted?
Beats on them.
Or not.
Can't put them on the inside.
Nope, I checked there too. Crawled under there and looked. I don't see the first weight on it anywhere. I mean, I see trailers going down the road sometimes and it looks like you're dribbling the basketball.
Bad tire. I'm just out of balance. Most trailer tires aren't balanced.
Travel trailers are not.
Things in a little group I'm in on Facebook that the one guy was saying he had his balance and it made a huge difference.
Well,
other than on one of the springs, you know, it has like a little clamp, metal clamp around the springs holding them together. And that thing kind of worked its way out loose on that, and I got it back on there and that, but I don't know what caused it to do it.
Trailer tires and I've never balanced them.
Probably that I-26 when they were doing construction. Man, that thing was terrible.
On I-85 or South Carolina Road.
And the cattle chute, you were going this way and that way, and it was, oh man, it was terrible.
It was. I know exactly where you're talking about now.
Picture of the spare tire, you know, it's mounted on the back of the trailer. And that sucker it just blew up, mounted on the back of the trailer.
They saw that.
On a picture and that, it was mounted on the back of the trailer and that thing just blew apart like you had a blowout going down the road.
How old it was, because people leave those tires on those things forever.
One of the most neglected tires there is. A spare tire for a trailer. Trailer tires are bad enough.
Mine's in the shade and they got a little cover on it, so hopefully it'll be all right. But they're only good for, what, 5 years?
Replace mine with every five, because they'll start cracking and, you know, you get a flat spot in it or something, so it's just better to do it. Just covered either.
Tires covered or spraying that protectant on them so they're not baking in the sun helps them last that 5 years.
And putting on them to, you know, keep them from deteriorating. Just the silicone?
For HGX, they make special stuff to do it, but I think it's the same stuff as Armor All, but it's just to repel some of that sunlight. And keeping it up out of the dirt is another one. If you're parking in a grassy spot, get it up out of the dirt.
Yeah, mine's parked on the concrete in the driveway. KN4 TFW.
Five heavy this morning. KO4 CF.
I was thinking the same thing.
One other car since I've been out on the road.
The oil and the rear differential. You reckon it's worth it?
If you got 100,000 on there, it's well worth it. Or what are you, 6-7 years old now? Definitely worth it.
Years old, 100,000. Need your flush.
I think a drain and refill works just as good because those radiators on vehicles and heater cores now are so thin, you start flushing them with chemicals and it eats them up, and then you're doing nothing but having leaks. But changing the, draining the fluid out and rechanging it is a good idea.
little bit skeptical about doing a transmission flush. I don't know. It seems like you put that slick oil in on some worn clutches, and it sounds like a recipe for some slippage.
100,000 miles, then yes. If you serviced it every interval like they ask you to, then it'd be okay.
Off of my exit, I'm off and pulling in the parking lot here in a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you later. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's fine.
It was good to talk to you this morning. KO4HGX, you have a good day. 7-3.
You have a good hump day, and we'll catch you later. KN4GFW.
I'm going to be towing with that truck, and you got 100,000 miles on it. It's going to get hot. It's a good idea to change that diff fluid, diff oil. So, and just take care of it.
I usually have it the screen up on all the gauges and everything. I know the transmission, it gets up to like 150, but that's about the highest I've seen it. And that's usually only if you're stopped on the interstate. If you're rolling, it cools back down.
Any good on the transmission temp? As long as it's not getting too hot, yeah, you're doing good. You got no slippage or anything like that.
I did the spark plug just because I didn't want to get halfway down there and then throw a misfire alarm going to limp mode.
Well, if you're going to have transmission serviced, I'd wait till I got back and wasn't towing, and then have it serviced while you're driving local, not where you're going out of town. I wouldn't do it. That's the way I would do it if it was mine.
Three trips, probably going out of town. We're pulling a camper this weekend, and then 4th of July, I'll probably take the truck to St. Augustine, but not be pulling. And then end of July, I'm pulling it again.
So I was done with that, and then have it serviced. And then that way it's ready for next time. I wouldn't do it right before I left. That's just asking for trouble.
Hey, I was just flipping through. I saw it was a Dodge truck for sale. It's like a 20, I think it was a 2024. But it said it had a straight six-cylinder. Would that be a diesel?
If it was a 2020 and it had a straight six in it, that'd be a Cummins.
This was weird. I read the whole article and it said was a straight six. It never actually said if it was gas or diesel. And I was thinking, yeah, I didn't think they really made the straight six gasoline engines anymore.
Can't get them to meet emissions, so they don't make them anymore. And people don't want them. Because all anybody cares about how much horsepower I got, how much horsepower I got. You ain't using it anyway.
You couldn't hardly beat them old straight six cylinders. Especially that one that Ford had, or the slant six. Those were pretty good.
306 cylinder that Ford made? I think it was just a workhorse. And it had plenty of power. It didn't have a lot of horsepower, but it had a lot of torque. So it was a good work truck.
I saw the new Ram 1500s. They only come with a twin turbo six in it. Trying to tell me, oh, it's way better than a V8. I'd rather have a lot of low end torque where it ain't running so fast.
Torque's what gets the job done. Horsepower, it's there.
It's like, oh, it had peak horsepower at like 2,000 RPMs. And I'm thinking, damn, with a 350 in that Trans Am and a manual transmission, I was doing 70, only turning 1,000 RPM.
It's amazing what people think is good information, because all they read or hear or talk about is, won't get into that.
It does seem a little bit more peppier now with the new spark plugs. I don't know, you reckon they changed the wires and everything too, or are those still good?
The wires.
What does it have?
Usually it's just a coil with two boots that go down, so it's two coils in one on that one.
We change those out?
The problem with it.
KN4 TSW.
Put boots on them, because sometimes they'll tear, because stick to the plug when you're taking it out. But if they would have charged you for it or let you know if they did, because it ain't cheap.
Right, I asked him about the, I guess it's the cowling, they call it up there by the windshield wipers. It's got some plastic, but then it's got like some rubber pieces on it, and the rubber was starting to deteriorate. It's like, damn, they wanted $600 for that.
Around, you probably find one on eBay or something like that, and it's not hard to put on. You can do it yourself.
That I'll have to look at it. And then the little plastic strips that most new vehicles have, and it runs like the length of the hood or the length of the roof, you know, from front to back on each side. What is that doing? Protecting the welded seam?
That's where the roof panels put to the side panels. Just get you some, most people use urethane to put it back down. But you'll have to find you some kind of glue to put it back down, clean it good, and stick it down in there.
It's like it's humped up. Not sure exactly why. It's like it moved or something. I'll have to figure it out.
They roll up on the end. And stick up, and the wind just kind of keeps pulling them up, because it's just sticky stuff to have, like double sticky tape stuck down there, most of them. That's why most people will use some windshield urethane to put it back down, and then never have a problem with that again.
You're talking about is like what they use to seal the windshields.
But the problem is finding it. Without buying a whole tube, because you don't need a whole tube of it for that little spot.
Yeah, you're not redoing the whole thing. You're just putting pieces. They wanted $300 for that piece.
You can imagine. So, again, I'm going to jump off here. I'm at my destination here. So, good to hear you this morning. I hope you and Miss Susan enjoy your trip. Because I don't know if I'll talk to you again or not, but y'all take care, be careful, and enjoy. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Talk to you this morning, Patrick, and that. You have an awesome day. You miss Elise, Samantha, and I'll catch you on later. I hope, if I don't talk to you before your surgery, I hope it all goes well. KN4, TSW.